H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli cabinet approving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to expand military operations and fully occupy Gaza City in Tel Aviv. Here's ABC's Ian Pannell.
There's a real sense of shock about what's just happened here. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees issuing a statement that condemns the move, calling it to be withdrawn immediately, saying extending the war will lead to more killing, more suffering, and more destruction.
Intense wildfires burning through California overnight, including outside Los Angeles. That fire has prompted hundreds of evacuations and round-the-clock fire crews. A local emergency has been declared in Los Angeles County. Texas lawmakers meeting again today to consider the Republicans' new map of congressional districts. The redistricting is designed to give President Trump 5 new Republican House members in next year's midterms. GOP Senator John Cornyn has asked the FBI to get involved and find the Texas Democrats who've left the state. This is ABC News.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin state lawmaker has joined counterparts from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in filing an official complaint over air quality concerns from Canadian wildfires. State Representative Calvin Callahan signed on to the letter the group submitted to the Environmental Protection Agency, calling for an investigation into Canada's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under international law. They argue that Canada's failure to contain the wildfires has harmed the quality of life of more than 20 million people in the Midwest. The State Building Commission approved $110 million worth of infrastructure projects across the state this week. The projects include repairs and upgrades to government buildings, as well as the demolition of buildings deemed obsolete on a handful of universities of Wisconsin campuses. $7.5 million of that funding will also go towards upgrading the electrical system at a University of Wisconsin Stout Library. The bipartisan State Building Commission voted unanimously to fund all of the projects they considered on Wednesday. Spooner area kids will have an opportunity to participate in a pair of hunter education certification courses over the next few weeks. The Indian Head Rifle and Pistol Club will host a hunter education class beginning Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. with additional classes scheduled for August 16th, 19th, and 23rd. The course is designed for students with little to no experience in shooting. The organization will also host a hunter education internet field day in September for more experienced students. Enrollment for both can be completed on the DNR Go Wild website. As wildfire smoke finally clears out of the area, the northwest Wisconsin region is now facing excessive heat and humidity with severe thunderstorms possible. Weather officials have issued an excessive heat watch in the region through Friday afternoon, with the heat index possibly reaching triple digits in some areas. As the excessive heat clears out on Friday afternoon, it could give way to potentially severe thunderstorms on Friday night. Residents should be cautious with the heat, limiting time outdoors, staying hydrated, and looking out for heat-related illness. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are 4 games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. Had 3 hard contacts. On base 3 times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively. And, of course, defensively, he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks, and you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible today. It's going to be muggy with a high near 90 and a heat index in the upper 90s. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
At 8:06 on this Friday morning, August 8th, good morning. Nice to have you back here up north. Parker Olson producing this down in Madison, Studio A2. Brittany and Merlot will be along with the forecast in a bit. So will Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So will Mike Clemens talking about sports. Weather-wise, since it's going to be warm and humid on the text line, Jim in Brookfield. Since it will be warm and humid in southeast Wisconsin today, I will be going to the local Milwaukee County pool for a water aerobics class and some lap swimming. Embrace the warm weather. Because I did remind folks, Brittany, that for a little weather perspective, it is 139 days till Christmas. So, no, you know, if you don't want to be thinking about winter, then just embrace what we got here. Embrace it for the moment. Yeah. Maybe not so much the thunderstorms, but I'm good with the warmth. It's just that the thunderstorms are probably going to accompany it this time.
Yeah, unfortunately they are. But first things first, get out and soak up the sunshine, right? It's bright. It's beautiful. The wildfire smoke is gone. Yeah, it's summer. We've got heat advisories from Green Bay to Oshkosh up towards Shawnee. Even into Ashland, Hayward, Siren area, you're going to feel that heat at its peak throughout the state. We are going to be hitting highs at about 90 degrees statewide today, and with the humidity in the 60s and 70s, those dew points, it's going to be really feeling like 100 degrees. So super hot. If you are headed to the lake, especially Lake Michigan, be careful out there. There are some bigger waves that are building on occasion and rip currents too. And those can happen fast. So please, please, please be careful if you are headed to the water. But the water is a perfect way to stay cool today and throughout tomorrow because portions of southern, southeastern Wisconsin, you're really going to still feel that heat tomorrow too. While up north, we'll start to feel a little bit relief because those showers and storms are moving in. So the first round expected far north this afternoon could be strong to severe with high winds, hail, and heavy downpours. You're going to get another round overnight tonight. Then that front starts to shift south in the state, headed towards Wausau, La Crosse, Green Bay, at least by tomorrow morning. That continues through the afternoon before it shifts even further south, then heads up Milwaukee and Madison throughout tomorrow afternoon and evening. It's going to be sitting over you and hitting you. Again, still bringing the risks of high winds, heavy downpours, which could create some flash flooding, and then also some hail too. Now the front wants to park itself over southern parts of the state for Sunday and Monday, maybe lingering into portions of Tuesday. This is going to create an aerial flooding risk where totals could create or rise to about 3 to 5 inches in some places south. So we are looking at flooding becoming a risk as we go into early next week. And of course, still hanging on to the heat and humidity. It's not going to go away. We won't be feeling 100 degrees all weekend long, but it will be feeling like the low 90s all weekend long.
I do feel like we should be looking up at the sky as that thing tries to stall here and saying, you know, this is a no loitering zone. You can't loiter here. You got to just move it along. Just
hold up the signs.
Leave a little bit of rain and move on. Yep.
It doesn't work that way, Pat. Just like writing a letter to Canada does not make the wildfires go away.
No.
It doesn't?
No.
I thought if I complained enough, it would be effective.
No, you got to do something.
Only if you're auditioning for a talk radio host. That's it. Everything else, it does you very little good. Brittany, have a fun weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Yep, you bet. Sign up for our newsletters, upnorthnewswi.com, including our Sunday morning politics newsletter, which I don't have a question of the week idea yet, Dr. Lyerly. I'm gonna come up with something. This week I asked about whether, you know, Democratic-controlled states like California should also engage in gerrymandering to offset what Texas Republicans are trying to do. Or is it, you know, is it two wrongs don't make a right? Or you got to do what you got to do to save democracy. So I've got to tally up those results today for the Sunday morning newsletter. And then I got to come up with something for the weekend here. So
wait, is that poll closed? Are you done collecting results for that one?
No. I mean, people can still respond to last Sunday morning's newsletter, or they can send us an email, or they can put something in the comment sections. You know, radio@upnorthnewswi.com is the email address. Why do you ask?
It's a hot topic. It is a hot topic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
People have opinions.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's all almost right. The weekend. It's going to be hot. Uh-huh. I have to decide, do I bike to the Packer game tomorrow? Do I drive? I prefer to bike, but it's going to be raining. But how much rain? Yeah. I can tolerate rain. I just don't want to, you know, get caught in the middle of a thunderstorm on my bike.
And that's not the only thing you have planned. You have a busy weekend ahead of you here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm done with OPP this weekend, tonight.
Please explain this OPP as only you can.
Yeah, you know me. I'm going to be in Oshkosh tonight for a Stop the Billionaires giveaway rally, which is going to be a blast. And then tomorrow, of course, it's the Packers and the Jets at Lambeau. And then on Sunday, I go to Peru because I'm an invited speaker for the Peruvian OBGYN Society. So I get to talk about rural obstetrics in a different country that has a giant amount of rural territory. It's going to be cool to compare notes with my colleagues down there.
So Oshkosh, Packers, and Peru.
Mm-hmm. Yep. OPP.
Got it. Okay. one of the stories that we've been looking at this week deals with the race for governor and Bill Berrien, who, again, wealthy business guy, much like Eric Hovde, Tim Michaels, but tells Dan Bice of the Journal Sentinel, oh no, he's different than Eric Hovde, and he's different from Tim Michaels. And Dan Bice asked how, and the answer was along the lines of, I've got leadership skills, which is exactly what every rich white business owner says, you know, when they're running for office.
Hey, when will they learn their lesson? This is not what the people want. No. The people want somebody who actually talks to them and understands their plight and will help them. And Pat, it just gets worse and worse with every election cycle. People are getting more and more discouraged. At some point, hopefully, Republicans are going to say, maybe we're on the wrong track here. Maybe we can't actually buy everything we need here.
Well, perhaps. I mean, the one thing is Berrien says he will definitely not be spending nearly as much money as Eric Hovde did and Tim Michaels did out of their own pocket.
No.
I guess that is He's that frugal. Supposed to strike me as refreshing and a reason to support somebody.
He's
but then it was
fiscally conservative.
Right. There you go. And as Dan Bice does, you know, he's a very dogged investigative reporter and tried to get a straight answer out of Bill Berrien about, you know, making campaign donations to Nikki Haley, more than $30,000 worth, in her attempt to win the presidential primary last year. But Donald Trump, of course, came out on top. And the first three times, you know, that Dan Bice asked Bill Berrien about it, he tried to deflect and say, well, Trump won, and boy, I'm all in on Trump now. Bice would say, well, what about these things you said about, you know, Trump? You don't like his COVID leadership. You don't like his anti-science approach. But now you're saying Trump is taking back Washington for the American people. So what is it about the donations to Nikki Haley? And finally, Bill Berrien says, let's just put it this way. I mean, why don't you go ahead and say I regret those donations? So he doesn't say I regret those donations. He says, why don't you go ahead and say I regret those donations?
Why don't you go ahead and just tell the truth?
Yeah, that you didn't want Trump last year and that now you're doing everything possible to get his endorsement.
Yeah, we know that puts you in an impossible situation within your own party, but I think that that's a reflection of what's happening in the party. Like, come on, guys, it is time to step up and be authentic. That's what people want. Republicans, Democrats, independents, doesn't matter. People want authentic leaders.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. A couple stories you shared with me include one about Idaho has now lost one in three obstetricians since its abortion ban went into place. We talk about the problem with rural health care. We talk about the problem with women's health care. And in places like Idaho, you've got a perfect storm there for women's health care.
In 2 years, they lost a third of their OBGYN doctors in 2 years. I'm betting they didn't lose a third of their OBGYN patients in 2 years.
No.
And they were already struggling to meet the needs of the population. I can't even imagine what it's like right now in Idaho. My one colleague who is just trying to lead the charge and do everything is exhausted. You can only keep up with this for so long. So I don't know what the future holds for women in Idaho, but I think it's bleak.
It is. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And until there's some kind of electoral change, and I don't think there's going to be an electoral change in Idaho anytime soon, we're going to find ourselves in a bad way. We also had the exclusive today, and you can find it on Instagram and on our website, of a Pete Buttigieg video series that he does on all the social media platforms. He's got an audience of millions, and he spoke to Dr. Jill McMullen, a family practice doc in Toma, and she has some very strong words to say about the cuts to Medicaid and what that's going to do to rural health care. Now, we're no strangers to that topic here, but again, she was a person where I said, you know, a lot of doctors still don't like to speak up, but more than ever before. And she told me, she's like, this is the world we live in. We have to speak up now about these things.
Hey, I chair the board of an organization called the Committee to Protect Healthcare, and it is a group of doctors of all different specialties all across the country who are feeling this way, who know that we can't just have these conversations in the exam rooms anymore. We have to have these conversations on social media, in the press, in large groups in our communities. And it makes us really uncomfortable because we are not trained to do that. I mean, I'm not uncomfortable doing that, but most doctors are. So to see doctors like Dr. McMullen stepping up and using their voices in these places where we the people need to hear them just tells you how desperate the situation is. I'm so proud of my colleagues, and I'm so proud of the work that we do at the committee. Stay tuned. There is so much more to come because we need it.
Oh, we surely do. And so to hear more from Dr. McMullen and see an excerpt, you can head to our Instagram site. Just search for Up North News WI or the website article that I put up early this morning all about it. The title is Rural Healthcare Faces a Death Spiral from GOP Medicaid Cuts. And you can read more at upnorthnewswi.com. While you're there, share your email address and sign up for our daily newsletter, our Sunday newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, where, again, Kristen's going to come up with a slam-bang question of the week for me at some point here.
So much pressure. Hey, Dr. McMullen practices at one of those hospitals that is in danger of closing, right?
There are three hospitals that have been identified on a list nationwide mm-hmm. as most likely to close because, like she says in the interview, there are hospitals that are running, negative revenue right now. They're already spending more money than they take in and are reliant upon those Medicaid dollars to keep providing care. Mm-hmm. And so they were already in trouble to begin with. Now you start slashing what Medicaid's bringing in. And like she said, it's not just, they'll start with we don't deliver babies here anymore, but then more services and more services, and then they close.
Mm-hmm.
And, that hurts everybody. So people that are going, oh, this is just for those people on Medicaid, not even close.
Not even close. And I can tell you, Holy Family in Manitowoc is another one of those. Yep. They've already shut down their OB services, and the Aspirus Hospital in Stanley is another one. There are three in Wisconsin. The hospital where I work in Hibbing, Minnesota is another one that's on the chopping block. And the community loves that hospital. They need that hospital. They will fight for that hospital, but it's in danger. So this is a time, if you live in one of those communities, if you believe in rural health, you can't do this on your own. This is a time to come together and use your voices and talk to your representatives, talk to the people who are the decision makers, because if you want to save your health care, and in rural areas, we need that, you need to use your voice.
A local update is next for some of you, and then when we're back all together in 15 minutes, we'll be talking to Mike Clemens, talking about sports. Our Free Ticket Friday keyword is ground, G-R-O-U-N-D. You have until 9 o'clock to text that in. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000 plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station. 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's real news and great conversation, and your home for the Brewers.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. The Rotary Club of the Hayward area is inviting business community and residents alike to participate in their annual school supply drive. You can drop off supplies such as notebooks, paper, folders, crayons, markers, glue, colored pencils, and backpacks to any of these businesses between now and Tuesday, September 3rd. Friends and Bank, Johnson Bank, St. Joseph's Church, Hayward Wesleyan Church, the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, Hayward Fitness Fanatics, Hayward Walgreens, Hayward Walmart, and the Dollar Tree here in Hayward as well. If you're a business and interested in putting a box at your location, you should contact the Rotary Club of Hayward at HaywardAreaRotary@gmail.com. Again, the Rotary Club here in Hayward is collecting school supplies for students up until September 3rd. 4-H program in Hayward here would like to let you know that their project guides are available now online. There is a full 4-H project guide of 28 pages available, or a 4-H project guide quick version with only 14 pages. You can download this from their website online. Just Google the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension Program and type in their search page. The 4-H project guide should bring you to their page. It's good old time fun at the Minog Summer Days coming up 8th and 9th of August.
Activities start Friday, August 8th at 8 o'clock and go over until 9 o'clock with some music under the event tent. Saturday, August 9th, event starts at 8 o'clock as well and go until 10 o'clock with the bands. And then there's a short little piece on Sunday, August 10th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Again, the Minog Summer Days, stop out there and visit them August 8th and 9th. The LCO 2025 Animal Vaccination Clinic and Licensing will be held at 9 a.m. on Friday, August 8th at the New Post Senior Citizen Center, located at 10015 Chippewa Flowage Road in New Post. There'll be free dog and cat vaccinations for their rabies and distemper. And then you can also purchase 2026 animal licenses, and you must have exact change. Open play starts at 9 o'clock at the Northwest Connection Family Resources Building at 15896 West 3rd Street. Join your friends and make some new ones while you play with your kids in the children's environment. A snack will be provided. Northwest Community Food Shelf is open at 10 o'clock. This is located at the Spider Lake Youth Center, 11255 Highway 77 North, past the hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meat and produce, and everyone's encouraged to come get some food from this program regardless of your financial situation. Art Crawl starts at 10 o'clock on Friday. Check out their website for more information. That is artcrawlwi.org. artcrawlwi.org. And at that site, you'll be able to see the entire schedule. You'll be able to see some maps of these locations. Art Crawl starts Friday at 10 o'clock, Saturday at 10 o'clock, and Sundays at 11 o'clock. Art of Natural Play, starting at 10 o'clock at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area, located at 43135 Randysack Road in Cable. Drop by the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area and join local artists in make and take nature crafts. All ages are welcome, and a small donation is appreciated. Again, this is every Friday at 10 a.m. at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area. Hayward High Noon Market, sponsored by Ignite Dispensary and Cigar. This is happening at their County Road B location. Makers and artists and local vendors will be there showing off their wares. And this is starting at 12 noon today. Hayward High Noon Market at Ignite Dispensary and Cigar out on County Road B, just a short distance away from downtown. And then the LCO 2025 Animal Vaccination Clinic will have another session at 12:15. This will be located at the Tribal Office Pavilion. Again, they'll have free dog and cat vaccinations there. Animal licenses are available for exact change only. Again, the LCO 2025 Animal Vaccination Clinic starting at 12:15 at the LCO Tribal Pavilion. At 1:30, the Kids Comedy Magic Show will be held at the Minog Library. Check that out today again at 1:30 at the Minog Area Library. Great show for kids comedy magic. Breakfast at the University Farm, that would be the LCO University, starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday the 9th. Each breakfast helps them purchase livestock, which brings more food into the community. And a small fee, of course, is for that. Elders are $5, adults are $10, and kids under 12 are only $5. And again, this is breakfast at the University Farm, located at 13457 West Fromel Road in Hayward at the Lacouturay University Farm. You've been listening to WBZH Buzz of the North Local Report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, head over to our website at wbzh.fm and subscribe to our newsletter. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 8:29.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for its 2026 Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grants Program. According to a press release, the program will award a total of $1 million in grant funding to groups supporting conservation solutions and farmer participation in local watershed efforts. Individual groups could receive up to $40,000 of the funding. Applications for the grant funding can be found on the agency's website and will be accepted through September 12th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in another community science opportunity. In addition to the ongoing game bird survey, the agency is also asking residents for their assistance with Operation Deer Watch. The program seeks to track the reproductive status of deer in the state to help the agency make better population management decisions. Interested residents can report the location, age, and sex of the deer they see, and more information on both ongoing surveys is available on the DNR's website. Barron County residents could see an increase in the juror per diem rate at the county board meeting later this month. The county executive committee met earlier this week to discuss the proposal and raised no objections before it receives consideration from the full county board. It's been nearly 20 years since the county's juror per diem rate was increased, and the change would double the rate from $50 per day to $100 per day. If approved at the county board meeting on August 18th, the new rates would go into effect on September 1st. Douglas County Highway officials are warning area residents of a damaged bridge in the area. According to a social media post on Wednesday, the Lake Nabagaman Creek Bridge along East County Road B has been closed until further notice due to its deteriorating infrastructure. The highway department did not say if the damage was caused by something or if the aging infrastructure just gave out, leaving open holes in the concrete surface. Area residents should use an alternate route until the heavily damaged bridge has been completely fixed. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wednesday has been a big hit for Netflix, winning 4 Emmys last year. The show, a loose spinoff of the Addams Family, follows Wednesday Addams as she comes to terms with her powers during her years at the Nevermore Academy. Wednesday stars Jenna Ortega, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Fred Armisen, and Nightlight regular Jamie McShane. The first part of Season 2 is currently available on Netflix, and the final 4 episodes will drop September 3rd. There's news about the summer I turned pretty. Not the summer I... Pete Schwabba turned pretty. Still waiting for that. But actual news about the Amazon Prime show. The show is based on a book trilogy of the same title and for the most part has gone step by step with the storylines. Producers of the show have decided to go off book, so to speak, and add a sex scene. No word yet on as to what the sex scene entails or to what base the characters go to. My guess is they go all the way, but it could just be third base. The story follows a love triangle between Isabel and brothers Jeremiah and Conrad. Sounds saucy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible today. It's going to be muggy with a high near 90 and a heat index in the upper 90s. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jay, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, concerned about clean water? Worried about the air your kids breathe? Is the EPA doing enough to regulate pollution? We'll talk about it. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Do you like to get outside? You like to do a little biking like Dr. Lyerly does? You're going to do some biking this weekend, hopefully. Without
as much as I can.
Whatever the rain doesn't let you do. Or instead of biking, are you into hiking? Well, in today's Up North News Daily Newsletter, there is a link to an article on our website, A Perfect Wisconsin Trail for Every Hiker. There's some 3,000 miles of trails weaving through just our state parks. And so whether it's a one-mile hike, a three-mile hike, a 10-mile hike, there are trails just right for you, and you can find a link to that in our daily newsletter. Sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. Are you a trail person, or do you go down like streets, highways, whatever the case may be?
On my bike?
Yeah.
I'll ride anywhere. I've got one of those fat tire bikes.
Oh, that's right.
So, okay. I mean, curbs, mm-hmm. rocks. I've been on ATV trails. That's a challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I heard from... All right. Looked at a Facebook post, and State Senator Romaine Quinn from the Rice Lake area, Republican. Again, it's always once it personally involves them. It's a picture of a trail. I don't know if it was the Tuscobia Trail or another trail. And it's looking a little rocky. It's looking a little rough. And the post says something like, this is unacceptable. I'm going to talk to the DNR and see if we can shake some money loose. It's uh-huh. always, you know, you can only shake money loose when it benefits their own personal use. But God forbid.
Yeah, what about the other people?
Yeah, nope, just what you see. So invite your local legislator to come see what it is that you need.
That's one way to get it done.
Yeah, this is Free Ticket Friday. You can win 4 tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates next Wednesday afternoon. Go to the Civic Media app, text us the word ground, like a ground ball, G-R-O-U-N-D, and be in the running. Keywords throughout the various shows across the Civic Media radio network today. Time for some Friday sports, and let's talk to Mike Clemens, who's at Packer training camp. The first Packer preseason game is tomorrow, but we got to start by talking about the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Mets. Coverage begins at 6:35 this evening across the Civic Media radio network. So let's talk Brewers-Mets. Mike Clemens, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Or raise a river for your birthday party, like you do. You know.
Yeah, that's like J.D. Vance got. Yeah, whatever you need, you know.
I'm very good, Pat. Yeah. I'm very good, Pat. I'm very good, Kristen. How are you guys?
Hey, we're great. Kristen's very excited, of course, because you got that first Packer game, you know, coming uh-huh. up tomorrow, the first preseason game.
Coming
so
up, yeah.
we'll get into that. But here we have the Brewers in early August with the best win-loss record in Major League Baseball, with a whole bunch of guys that almost nobody's ever heard of. Mike, what's the secret sauce in all this?
Yeah, first team to get to 70 wins this season. 4-game lead over the Cubs right now. Talked about last week, their winning percentage, .593, actually historically the lowest in Major League Baseball history heading into the first day of August, but that's because maybe there's a lot of parity going on in the major leagues right now with some of the other power teams. But whatever, you know, night after night, you got Freddy Peralta as your ace. He's coming through as a pitcher. Brandon Woodruff is back. He's going to be the guy on the mound tonight for the Brewers. He's 3-0. He got an ERA of 2.22, so he's looking good. And then, you know, the other guys, how about like Quinn Priester?
I think
23, 24 years old. Big kid, like 6'4" when you talk to him. And every time he gets on the mound, I think that they're up to like 12 wins in a row whenever he pitches. So, and, you know, when they swept the Braves the other night, first they sweep the Nationals in Washington, D.C., but to beat the Braves – one of the beat guys told me that, you know, off mic, Murph said, I don't know how we're doing this, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Just like you don't want to know about the pancake in his pocket.
I was going to say, it's the pocket pancakes. Yeah. That's the thing that's doing
it. Yeah, that little carb boost. Now, do they actually sell pancakes like that at your local freezer at the grocer or something like that? Pocket pancakes or something?
I think you can get, like, you know, mini pancakes. You can get everything else in the frozen food section. It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Noah Murphy probably grabs a baggie, and when they're serving breakfast in the clubhouse, he grabs a couple of pancakes and puts it in there, right?
I could see that. Yeah, I mean, you've seen a couple of good clubhouse spreads in your day.
Yeah, you know, they're okay. They're pretty good.
They're pretty good. Here's my... I'll tell you my favorite story about clubhouse spreads was being in a Packer locker room at Lambeau after a game in the Brett Favre era. And, I mean, I'm so hungry. You know, you've been working a game for hours and hours, and you're starving. And you see the food in the locker room, and there's Brett Favre with a pizza sitting on the bench there in front of his locker, and, you know, a whole 12 or 14-inch pizza. And we go to some other guy two lockers down, ask two questions maybe. I turn around, and that pizza is completely gone. I mean, that's what it's got to be like after these games, is just, you know, unhinge your jaw and take in a pizza.
You know, Larry, the comedian Larry, the cable guy?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yep.
Okay. He married a girl from, I think, Appleton or Fond du Lac. Mm-hmm. She's a big Packers fan. She gets them tickets to get in. And then, you know, Favre finds out that Larry's, you know, around. So he gets them into the locker room. And so Larry makes salsas. You know, he loves making with, you know, different fruits in there and things like that. And so he said, hey, come on back to the next game. So Larry brings in his salsa, and it's him and Favre and the wives, and they're eating chips and salsa like 3 hours after the game because Favre loved them so much.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
One of my favorite, you know, post-game funny eatery stories.
Oh, yeah. Here's a question on Facebook from Roger in Stevens Point. When the Brewers begin their most strenuous part of the schedule, 19 games over 18 days, would the team keep six starters during this stretch?
I don't know. I know that what we're seeing is 5 and 6 innings is greatly appreciated, and then they bring in a different pitcher for the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. And I think that's the way that Murph likes to do it. Maybe they go longer innings when you get into the postseason, but for right now, they've got a formula that works, and they're not wearing out, you know, their pitchers. And Mizorowski, will they let him go to 7 innings? Because they've been bringing him along gradually. That might be the key right there, right?
Yeah.
As to how the Miz performs when they get to that part, when he gets back.
Yeah. What Roger's referring to is the Brewers play the Mets this weekend, and then Pittsburgh Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, a day off, and then they start this big stretch of games, first in Cincinnati, then in Wrigley against the Cubs. It was originally scheduled to be a 4-game series, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, week after next, but because of makeup game for a rainout, it's now 5 games at Wrigley Field week after next with the Cubs. I mean, that's the division right there, and I had dreaded it for the longest time. I'm looking forward to that series now.
Yeah, but, you know, they could have played a doubleheader, and the Cubs said, oh, it's misty. Let's not.
Yes. Oh, that was garbage is what it was.
Yeah. But, oh, so well. Cubs knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. So anyway, tonight you're playing a Mets team that's a couple games behind the Phillies in the East, but they've only won 2 of their last 10 games. So, you know, maybe the Brewers, if they could at least win this series this weekend against a tough Mets team. Don't forget, this is the Mets that ended the Brewers season last year in the postseason. So that's what you're looking at tonight with Brandon Woodruff on the mound for Milwaukee.
Oh, it's going to be good to see him pitching again. All right, Packers are hosting the Jets, the first of 3 preseason games tomorrow at 7, tomorrow 7 p.m. How is the Packer offense looking in training camp this week?
Finally, for me, got a little bit more in sync. They took the next step because, you know, you've been out there now for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And, you know, Matthew Golden, number 22, your first-round draft pick out of Texas, he's outstanding, Pat. He's just outstanding. And
each day
he does something else. You know, where first he's catching slant passes, turns up field, speed, rockets past 3 defensive backs, 3 starting defensive backs. They can't catch him. Next, they start throwing some deep bombs to him. Great hands, great stride. He gets two or three steps ahead on anybody trying to cover him. You know, 60-yard bomb. Now the most important ones is like the crossing routes over the middle, 15 or 20 yards downfield. Crisp routes, the hands go up. Once the ball gets in his hands, he turns upfield. And then you see Christian Watson warming up there, coming back from the torn ACL. And you think, oh, my gosh. I mean, if you can have 22 on one side, you know, Matthew Golden, and then Christian Watson on the other side. And Romeo Doubs is having a tremendous camp, the veteran. He's going into his fourth year, into a contract year. He's having a great camp. Yesterday, he made a very nice little touchdown catch on a fade route, kind of an angle route to the corner, and he beat a backup safety, looked up, caught the ball on his outside shoulder, touchdown. And then he looks and he points to the fans at the practice field, and he does a Lambo leap at the Ray Nitschke practice field.
Nice.
I saw him in the locker room. I said, hey, you're in midseason form, man. He just laughed. You know, I mean, the fans that came to practice saw that. So when they finally are getting that stuff going, and then Savion Williams, the taller wide receiver that they drafted in this past year's draft this spring, he's making catches now and running good routes. And so when you see that, you start saying to yourself, man, there's somebody who was on this roster last year at wide receiver that's going to be out of a job come Labor Day.
Well, and injuries happen. And of course, as soon as you said Christian Watson, of course, my big fear is that he's become the Garrett Mitchell, you know, of the Packers, somebody who was, you know, had all the potential in the world and just kept getting hurt. So it's nice to have a deep roster because you never know if things might happen. If you can't get to Lambeau Field tomorrow, maybe you can get to UW-Platteville and see the Badger football team. They're kind of wrapping up their little stint down there, right?
Yeah, folks in that part of the state, the Badgers, for the second year in a row, Luke Fickell took them down to Platteville for the start of their training camp, a little bonding experience. Those have been closed, but tomorrow night's their last practice at UW-Platteville. It's open to the public. It's $5 a ticket. Kids need a ticket, too, but they can get in for free if they're 12 and under, and that gets going at 7 o'clock at what they call the Pioneer Stadium at UW-Platteville, and the proceeds all go to the Platteville Athletics Department over there.
That's so nice that they do that, because again, much like, you know, Packers preseason, these things aren't necessarily supposed to be all secretive. There's got to be a reason to let the fan base in on a little bit of the action. So colleges are learning from the pros to have a little training camp action, basically.
Yeah, it's almost like a family night kind of situation, which is such a great thing for Packers fans, too, especially to take kids to. And get, as opposed to, I've told the story before, a buddy of mine said, 7-year-old Jack, who ended up being a great high school football player, was like, yeah, he wants to see a football game. So I just got two tickets to the Seahawks game. I go, how much did you spend on that? I take him to family night.
Yeah.
It's just seven. He's like, oh, there's $210 a ticket. And this is, you know, almost 10 years ago now. So I could hardly wait to see him in the hallway of the radio station after that weekend. I said, so how'd it go? He goes, he wanted to go home in the third quarter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, that's why you want to do these. And Kristen, you'll be there tomorrow one way or another at Lambeau?
I will definitely be around Lambeau, but my plan is to bike, tailgate, go home, watch the second half from my chair.
Okay.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
That works very well. That's just fine. Mike Clemens doing double duty. He'll be keeping an eye on the Brewers, even as he's monitoring Packer training camp. And I'm sure he's going to figure out, you know, the highs and lows from Badger football and talk to us about that as these Fridays roll on and roll on. Mike, thank you so much for the visit. Appreciate it as always. Have a great start to the weekend.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing an up-down. I think I'm going to go to Milwaukee tonight and cover the Brewers game, then come back up to Green Bay tomorrow for the Jets game. But, I'm going to ask Murph if there's anything else he keeps in his pockets, like waffles,
sir.
The wallet waffle, whatever. Yes. whatever gets a win, we'll take it. Thank you, Mike. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Chris.
You bet. Absolutely. Some folks are going to have a local break, and for others, some final news and notes here from Lake Wissota. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. One more time, here's that reminder, the keyword for our free ticket Friday, Brewers Ground, GROUND. Statewide drawing for tickets to the Brewers-Pirates game next Wednesday afternoon.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was. So here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch. Cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest. That's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kretlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's going on in Hayward today. I'm with Kim Dale of Sylvandale Wedding and Event Barn here in the Hayward Lakes area. And Kim, you have a story to tell us about a tragic event that happened with you and your daughter. Tell us a little bit about the story of your daughter.
Absolutely. So Cassidy Metropolis was my youngest daughter.
Yeah.
She was a good student, involved in sports, soccer, loved soccer, had great friends. When Cassidy graduated from high school, she wanted to move to the Twin Cities area and ended up moving to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
At that point, I saw a few different changes in her, the crowd of people she was hanging out with, and just different things in her appearance. Unfortunately, my youngest daughter had met a man that was a heroin addict, and so my youngest daughter decided to try drugs, something that I've always been completely honest with my children about, with addiction from alcohol to drugs. It was just a topic we talked about. Unfortunately, with our social media, with music, different access to cell phones, and just all of that, my daughter had access to a lot of things, and that generation of kids do. She did make a decision to use drugs at one point in the time she was in Minneapolis, and she became addicted to meth. when I realized that my sweet, smart, cautious daughter was using, I brought her back home.
Yeah.
And I brought her back here to get her better. And she wanted to get better.
Yeah.
And she was only using for maybe a year, if that. So I brought her home. She was doing great. She was in a lot of counseling therapy, talking with, you know, a lot of specialists and groups. And she lived with me, got back on her feet and started working again.
Yeah.
And I had my Cassidy back. She was doing great. Our family was extremely supportive. My mom lives here still. Her sisters, her two older sisters, extremely supportive. When you're an addict, you have different triggers that go off, and it could be 6 months, it could be a year, it could be 10 years, you know. And so she was recovering. One night she chose to hang out with some friends, and I don't know the reason, but she decided to use again. I don't know what she was looking for. And that happened on August 27, 2019. She was out with some friends. I talked to her that night, and she was going to come home. I left the door unlock light on for her.
Yeah.
Woke up the next morning, and then Cassidy was not home. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, I'm getting a knock on the door. It is the sheriff telling me that my Cassidy had passed away. So I did not know how. I did not know where she was. I, you know, as a parent, the worst thing that can happen to you, possibly, ever. So when I realized or was told and found out that my daughter was given pure fentanyl, I had no idea what fentanyl was.
Mm.
No idea. And she had died immediately, very quickly.
Yeah.
So after some time, you know, I did a lot of research on fentanyl, a lot of research on many things. And I felt I needed to talk to our community about and raise awareness. I wanted to get into the schools. I wanted to talk to all of your children, middle school, high school, share Cassidy's story, her struggles, what direction she had chosen. And that one time using, you could become an addict. And now with fentanyl out there, one time it's playing, you know, Russian roulette with your life. You never know when that fentanyl is going to be in it.
Yeah.
So I started a nonprofit called Forever Joy. And at that point, I started working with Sawyer County Public Health and the Sheriff's Department. We kind of teamed up to get into the schools. So I have spoke to middle school and high school students in Hayward, Ashland, Drummond, Mellon. I've been in Winter. Community events, had one at the casino. I've spoken churches, wherever I can speak and share her story and give all the facts on fentanyl, I'm there. So far, I've spoke to almost 4,000 people since I have started Forever Joy, just in our community. So I'm hoping that I have made a difference. You know, I'm sure people have seen the yard signs, billboards, trying to keep it there. This year, I do a fundraiser for a barn dance fundraiser. Yeah. I will have our fifth annual this year.
Okay.
August 23rd, we have it between 5 and 9 at Sylvandale Wedding and Event Barn. Tickets, we charge $20. The sale of all those tickets come in, and that is all goes to the benefit.
Yeah.
We have live music. We've got Second Time Around band coming, a local band. That's a ton of fun. They were there last year. The silent auction is our primary means to raise money.
Okay.
And the Greater Hayward House of Hope, if nobody knows, it is a men's program it's a faith-based program just to help those suffering from addiction to get back into the workforce, to get them back on their feet, to support them. So,
okay. Well, good. This is the, again, we're talking about the fifth annual Barn Dance Fundraiser at Sullivan Dale, located at 10886 North Round Lake School Road at the Sullivan Dale Wedding and Event Barn. Again, the date is August 23rd from 5 until 9, and tickets are $20 per person. Is there an online place that they can buy tickets, or it's just all at the door?
You can either contact me, you know, shoot me a text, a message. I can hold tickets for you if you would like. Otherwise, they are for sale at the door, so no worries.
And what's your phone number?
My phone number is 715-558-4894.
Awesome, Kim. Thank you so much for coming in and appreciate it. I hope you meet your goals and plus
them. I
hope
so. You
know, let's beat next year.
Yeah, no, I truly appreciate your support. I appreciate the community's support and hopefully see you all there.
All right.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WBZH Local Report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WBZH shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen. I'll be back with more Hayward area information Monday morning. It's 8:59.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today was the deadline President Trump had imposed on Russia to call for a ceasefire in Ukraine or face additional harsher economic sanctions. There is no ceasefire, but there is apparently a meeting in the works between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The White House had originally been pushing for a trilateral meeting between Trump, Putin, and Ukraine's President Zelensky, but Putin has made it clear that a meeting with Zelensky is off the table for now, saying conditions for that are still far away.
In Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to take over more of Gaza, including Gaza City, has been approved by the cabinet. Critics say it will lead to more death, destruction, and starvation in Gaza and will do nothing to bring the hostages home. Los Angeles County declaring an emergency as a wildfire forces hundreds of evacuations. OpenAI today is launching the latest version of ChatGPT, saying its new app is smarter, faster, and more useful. This is ABC News.